Harbor Beach says it, and they say he was down by the field. And now a flag flies, and this is more like getting a little too mouthy on Harbor Beach. There is a flag on the play. It is against Harbor Beach. Personal foul against Harbor Beach. This is going to push him back 15 yards and give USA a first down.
Yeah, the ball popped loose there. But it definitely was down, Clark. I don't think there was any question.
There was no doubt about that.
No question about that.
So now the 15-yard penalty is walked off, and USA has it at their 37-yard line. First and 10. It was a unsportsmanlike conduct, non-contact foul was the official call. So, and it's a first and 10 to Brandon Harper to the right side this time. He's across the 40 and finally come down to the 42-yard line, maybe the 43. And we have another flag, this one coming in from the backfield from the head official. It's going to be a 6-yard pickup, and this penalty is against USA.
Eli Kraft made the tackle on the last play. Colin Cook makes a tackle on this one.
So USA is going to give those 15 yards right back. And now it's a second down, and a ways to go. They're back at their own 28-yard line. First down marker is at the 47-yard line.
And that personal foul was actually right in front of us, Clark, a late shove on a Harbor Beach player. Austin Harper committed that personal foul.
So second and 20 now for USA in the T formation, right to left across your radio. It's a handout to Seth Gangler, trying to lead the lead blocker of Brennan Ballard, and Harbor Beach pushes him back at the 30-yard line. After about a pickup of 2, maybe 3, they mark him down at the 31.
And middle linebacker DeAndre Ridner making the big hit on the play.
7:40 left in the second quarter. 14-8, USA leads as Seth Gangler, who had that last carry for 3 yards. Third and 17 now for USA. Their longest third down of the night. T formation. And they're going back to pass. Staying in the pocket is Lindenberg. And Harbor Beach's number 74, Austin Ginther, blasts right through and brings him down for the sack at the 25-yard line. It's a loss of 7 on the play and brings up fourth and a country mile.
Oh, and a nice play by the junior, Austin Ginther. Him and Juan on that defensive line. Ginther actually stepped back and went around and behind Juan, and Juan, because of that, draws a double team. Ginther comes straight through the line, had a free shot at Lindenberg, and didn't miss it.
So USA brings out their punt team as Harbor Beach's defense comes up with a stop the first time today. A little bit of a high snap. They get the punt off regardless from number 20. That appears to be Miller Wise. And the punt goes out of bounds. Yeah, roughly the 37-yard line. We'll see officially where they mark it out. They say at the 38. Not too bad. I'll take it.
And you can see USA wants nothing to do with this Harbor Beach special teams return team.
So Harbor Beach gets the ball back at their own 35-yard line. First and 10, left to right across your radio. As with Ron Rubel now on the sidelines again, Pat Sorensen comes back into the heated booth. He's appreciative of that, I think. With 6:32 left in the first half, 14-8 USA leads. Harbor Beach with the ball, trying to tack on another score. They score in their last drive. It only took 4 plays and covered 49 yards. Kraft back to pass. Has number 2, Travis Esmaker, open on the last ditch effort. He has the first down running.
He's
sideways now across the midfield down to the 45. Still on his feet across the 40 in USA territory. And finally brought down on the far sideline at the 36-yard line. A 29-yard reception when all said and done, which started on the near side of the radio and finished on the far side. And about 40 yards of horizontal.
Number 10 from USA makes that tackle. He'll be our first mystery man of the evening.
All right, we'll figure that one out for you.
But a heck of an effort there by Essemakers. He just leaked out of the backfield on the near side of the field. And by the time he was done, he cut all the way across the field and went out of bounds on the far side of the field.
First and 10 for Harbor Beach. Kraft has a back on either side of him, and he's going to keep this one for himself. Breaks through the line of scrimmage, has the first down across the 25-yard line, finally brought down to the 23. A 13-yard pickup, first and 10 for Harbor Beach. Move the chains. 5:51 left in the first half.
Nathan Milkey, the senior, stops Kraft on the play.
Number 85, Nick Nordstrom, comes right in, replacing number 70, Lucas Shook. Trying to change things up on the offensive line here. Two wide to the right, one to the left, and it's a handoff to Austin Stouts out of the backfield. He has his wheels turning down to about the 20-yard line, a four-yard pickup. Brings up second and 6 yards to go. As Higher Reach is starting to get into its rhythm.
He was tripped up by Big Brennan Ballard.
5.5 to play in the first half. 14-8, USA still leading by 6 over Higher Reach. As Reese is leading 20-6 in their game. As they're playing Whitmore Prescott. Two wide each way, Kraft rolling to his right, passing to his right, brought in by number 22, Mitch Hearn, out at the 15-yard line, inside the 15, actually, maybe at the 14-yard line, and shy of the first down by about a yard, maybe two, third and two coming up.
Harper out there on coverage makes the tackle.
Eli Kraft is 4 for 4 on the night for 78 yards, including a 38-yard touchdown run, or pass, excuse me. Third and two coming up, two wide each way. Eli Kraft in the shotgun has Austin Sells to his left. It's another handoff to Sells, has the first down, down to the 10-yard line. Dan brought down officially at the 9 by number 22 of USA, Nathan Milkey, that 5'11 senior. 6 yard gain, and it's first and goal for Harbor Beach.
Garrett Nitz also in the area for USA.
4 minutes and 20 seconds left in the second quarter. Harbor Beach with the ball, trying to make this an even game, if not take the lead with a score. It's USA 14, Harbor Beach 8. Austin Harper has been out the last four plays with a helmet issue. He seems to be fine now. We'll be back in next play. Two wide each way. Kraft back to pass, stay in the pocket, throwing to the far corner of the end zone to Josh Shelke. He caught the ball. Did it say he was brought, came down out of bounds? Good coverage by number 20, Ryan Miller-Wise, the junior secondary specialist for USA. And that's the first incomplete pass for Harbor Beach.
You got to love Kraft and Shelke there, very confident in one another. Kraft just drops back and throws the lob pass into the end zone, trusting that the junior, Shelke, will outjump Miller-Wise in the corner, and did. Just couldn't get a foot in bounds.
Second and goal from the 9-yard line, two wide each way. Seltz in the backfield with Kraft in the shotgun. Screen pass to left to Shelke. Has two defenders all over him, brought down right to the original line of scrimmage. Maybe had no gain on that play. And there's two blue jerseys all over him there.
And number 10 and number 20, Miller-Wise in on that stop as well.
Third and goal for Harbor Beach. Still at that 9-yard line of USA. 3.5 to play in the first half. USA 14, Harbor Beach 8. The Pirates starting to slow things down, still in the huddle. Breaking now, they send Josh Shelke to the right in the slot. Mitch Hearn wide, receiver. One wide to the left in Callum Cook. And Eli Kraft on the keeper down to the 5, and he's close to the end zone, and he's down at the 1-yard line. An 8-yard pickup for Eli Kraft now brings up fourth and goal at the 1-yard line for Harbor Beach.
Seth Gangler with the touchdown saving stop on the play for USA.
A very quick first half here. We've been almost with 2.5 to play in the first half. It's only been 45 minutes. Fourth and goal. Fourth and goal coming up for Harbor Beach. They come out of the T formation, Eli Kraft under center, and they're gonna go with the quarterback keeper. The USA says he's short, and the arms go up. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. Eli Kraft on the keeper gets himself in the end zone, and we have a tie ball game at 14 apiece with 2:32 left in the second quarter.
Yeah, and Kraft just on a snap count following his senior center, who's been with him for probably a long time, George Sutherland, did a nice job pushing his way into the end zone and breaking the white line.
So they bring out the extra point team. Nick Hessling, quite consistent at the extra points. Travis Nussmaker, your holder.